And look, with another initiative from the Hunter Life Education, in fact, something that would make Harold feel very, very proud is OSCOBA. And it may not be something that many are comfortable with, the idea of giving up alcohol for the entire month of October. And talking with us this morning about that is the Executive Officer from Hunter Life Education, Sarah Gray. Good morning, Sarah. I guess giving up the booze for a whole month, a bit of a challenge for some folk, I would imagine.
Absolutely, Mark. Although this year, hopefully all the footy finals will be over, so we should be all good for the month.
Aha, you've timed it. You've worked out the time to have it, haven't you?
Exactly right.
Look, where did the idea of OSCOBA come from?
Yeah, so obviously life education, we're all about better choices for young kids, and adults, although they drink, it's, you know, one of those things to, if you can refrain from doing it, it's probably healthier lifestyle for yourself, but also kind of encourages, you know, you can have fun without alcohol in kids.
Okay, so that's, I guess, the idea generally behind it. How can people get involved with it? What's the general thought on this, Sarah?
Yeah, look, so life education, obviously, we're here to make a difference in the preventive health of young Australians, and that's what we do. So we feel that there's a big link there in that they now say that a lot of sports, kids that do a lot of sports and those kinds of things generally can stop from or at least reduce the activity around alcohol, and that's why this year we're actually launching the program with the Jets.
Oh, it's very exciting. So they're getting involved with the whole month thing as well?
Absolutely. Captain Nigel will be our ambassador for this year, so we wish him all the luck.
Absolutely, and indeed anybody else that is getting involved. Look, if you are thinking about it, obviously it's fundraising also to support live education. What are some of the things that you'll be supporting by getting involved in OSCOBA?
We're supporting the service delivery, so making sure we actually get to see as many children as we can in the Hunter region. Every year we see around 30,000 primary school students, and obviously each year we try to greater that impact that we have in the Hunter region.
Well, I wish you well in your endeavours moving forward generally with Hunter Life Education, and indeed a successful month in October for OSCOBA. Sarah, thank you so much for sharing that with us today.
Great. Thanks so much for that, Mark.
From Hunter Life Education, the Executive Officer there, Sarah Gray, joining us on 2NURFM 103.7.